works more on a calendar year basis than on a fiscal year basis, because that matches more closely with the state ethics laws and some of the requirements. So I think when I was here in 2011, I said that that was the year of visibility for the ethics office, maybe not necessarily positive. But 2012, I think instead, was a quieter year, but it was a year where we really spent more time reviewing what I can only describe as mass quantities of information at the complex issues that we were reviewing. In 2012, we actually addressed 92 cases or concerns that were brought to the University Ethics Office. 61 of those concerns actually required a more detailed level of review, some very extensive, but at least a few hours. This number is very consistent with 2011, but I would have to say that the 2012 cases did seem to involve more manpower hours than in the past. We had 17 requests from outside agencies. That's more than we've ever had in any one year. The data that was provided for those 17 requests actually was over 26 gigabytes of email and about 4,200 document pages, all of which are reviewed for every last word to determine if there are any redactions that would be appropriate or necessary before release. The Office of the Executive Inspector General also referred a record number of cases to the university for review. There were 18 referrals that were reviewed and completed with responses back to the Inspector General's office. I don't actually see that as a negative from a record number perspective. I actually see that as a very positive working relationship between the Inspector General's office and the Ethics Office. We are actually seeing now more referrals to us for the president or for the ethics office to review the concerns and respond back to them. And then we're really seeing less of them on our campuses as long as we take those referrals very seriously and respond in a very thorough manner. Now, one of the positives that I can say related to that is that in fiscal year 2012, the Office of the Executive Inspector General issued no founded reports to the University of Illinois. So I think that's a very positive point to make for us. We did have one high profile case resulting in a public report just over a year ago. That's a position that we try not to be in, but sometimes that happens. And we had five cases that resulted in the use of more resources than my office has seen in the past. In just five cases, we dealt with the review of over 33 gigabytes of email, and I don't know, for most of you that translates to a couple trailer truck loads of paper if you have to deal with it that way, and then about 20,000 pages of paper documents that were reviewed and transferred into electronic format and redacted as appropriate. So it's been a busy year. I haven't read too many novels instead. We had 31 additional cases that we looked at, but those really required very little action on our part. They were usually very easy to ascertain the details and the conclusions. In addition to those cases, we work on a daily basis with phone calls, emails, et cetera, where employees are just reaching out to us, asking some very basic questions, or trying to find out who they need to speak to regarding a particular situation. I usually always describe our office as being the advisory traffic director, and I always try to present that if you don't know where to get the answer, call us. If we don't have it, we'll find it, or we will get you to the right person. Some of the biggest areas that we've had in 2012 related to advice are conflicts of interest. It's always a big one. Our employees always are try to be very careful, make sure they don't get into a situation where there might be a conflict of interest. So those calls ahead of time are valued. Gift ban restrictions, not as much as we used to have in this economy, but still a large number of calls. Questions regarding political activity. Procurement communications reporting is very significant in the last couple years. And then vendor-paid travel and conference-related travel. For those of you that don't know, if a vendor wants to pay for one of our vice presidents, a department head or such to come to a